What's up, sunshine? Welcome to the show. I'm Coy Wire here with your news for Tuesday, December 9th. A brain teaser Tuesday for you. What two coins add up to 30 cents, but one of them is not a nickel? 10 seconds, go. What two coins add up to 30 cents? One of them is not a nickel. All right, time's up. If you said a quarter and a nickel, you're correct. Two coins that add up to 30 cents, a quarter and a nickel, the quarter is not a nickel. Now, let's get you your news. We begin in Syria, which just marked the one-year anniversary of the fall of former President Bashar al-Assad's regime. Assad ruled the country for more than 24 years and was overthrown by rebel forces last December following a brutal 13-year civil war. Crowds poured into the streets this week for the milestone anniversary, a moment marked by both celebration and uncertainty. The country is continuing to rebuild and recover under President Ahmed al-Sharaa's transitional government, but they've also struggled with continued regional instability and ongoing tensions with Israel. Millions of Syrians who were forced to flee during the war have finally been able to return home this year. And across the country, the remains of the Assad regime are being transformed into inspiring community spaces. That includes a cafe that once served as a jail, and one of the cafe's regular customers took journalists inside the basement of that very building where he says he was imprisoned several times during Assad's rule.
When you go downwards, it's as if you're heading toward a grave. There are no windows, nothing at all. These solitary cells, they used to imprison people here alone, without light, without windows, and without food. They would lock people up here without anyone knowing their fate. But now we come here and see that the place is beautiful. It has become a cafe and a place for culture and knowledge, and there is calm and safety. It is wonderful that this place is transformed from a place of oppression into a place of comfort and security.
Now to a story taking us back in time with help from a very modern technology. In Italy, archaeologists are teaming up with robots to piece together ancient Roman frescoes or wall paintings from Pompeii. They were destroyed during World War II. The European Union-funded project called Repair uses artificial intelligence and twin robotic arms to sort, match, and gently reassemble the tiny fragments. Think of it like solving several jigsaw puzzles at the same time, but without help from the picture on the box. Some question whether these robots might someday replace archaeologists. The director of the Archaeological Park of Pompeii had this to say.
The answer's obviously no, but what's going to happen is I think that the work of archaeologists will dramatically change, and in some way I think we will get back to our origins, to the interpretation of artworks, of daily life, of social structures, architecture.
Blending ancient art with cutting-edge technology, that's one way to bring the past into the future. Pop quiz, hot shot. Who were the first K-pop artists to get a Grammy nomination? Stray Kids, BTS, Twice, or Girls' Generation? If you said BTS, you are bulletproof. They made history as the first K-pop act ever nominated at the Grammys. And now, years later, it's K-pop Demon Hunters, the animated musical action film scoring a nomination for Song of the Year. As Hollywood awards season ramps up, the year's biggest animated trio is putting the golden in Golden Globes. Rumi, Zoe, and Mira, the K-pop Demon Hunters trio, has been nominated for 3 Golden Globes awards, including Best Song and Best Animated Picture. The movie is Netflix's most watched title ever and Google's second most searched term this year. It had 5 Grammy nominations and 4 top 10 hits on the Billboard Top 100. The mind behind it all, the co-creator and co-director Maggie Kang, sat down with our Alex Michelson to talk music, representation, and more.
In terms of representation, in terms of being seen, in terms of the Korean culture being exposed to the world in ways it never has before.
It's wild. I made a movie because I wanted to see all the things in this movie, and I didn't really realize that so many other people wanted to see this too, and so many other Asian people wanted to see Asian characters on screen. I think we've all wanted that, and we've all wanted to see our culture represented correctly and in the modern world, because a lot of times in animation we do see Asian cultures, but it's like a fantasy version or more of a hodgepodge. And so we really wanted to show Korean culture on its own.
What was the process of putting that music together? It was sort of an atypical band.
That was kind of my vision from the very beginning. Growing up, I used to do a lot of karaoke, and I thought that I could maybe pursue a career in K-pop. I always thought it was a silly dream, but when I got into animation, I saw it as an opportunity to create a band of my own and kind of live vicariously through the performers, which I am doing now. Mm-hmm. It's been amazing. Creating the music was very challenging, because it's not just music, it's not just pop songs. They had to tell narrative, carry story, mm-hmm. and develop characters, and all of that took a lot of time to craft. So it was very challenging, but really worth the effort.
Next up, a story showing the profound impact that high school sports can have on and off the field. Longtime Northern California sportscaster Del Rogers retired earlier this month after a prolific career spanning 3 decades. During his final broadcast, the former NFL running back and Super Bowl champion says the highlight of his career was covering high school sports.
I covered professional sports because I had to, but I also covered high school sports because I needed to. You see, high school sports is the backbone to our community, teaches our future adults teamwork, bouncing back from failure, and how to appreciate success with honor. As I say goodbye, I ask that you continue to support high school sports.
Yep.
That's why our teenagers transition to the real world. Thank you for letting me be a part of your fields, your courts, and your kids' lives. Northern California, I love you, and good night.
Powerful stuff. And get this, following that emotional sign-off, Dell was surprised in studio by not only his family, but the local high school marching band as well. Rise up. Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a teacher from Texas turning to social media to save Christmas for hundreds of students. Our Lee Waldman has more on a heartwarming feat that took TikTok by storm.
400 kids were about to lose their Christmas gifts until a teacher with about 100 TikTok followers tried something desperate.
Hi, my name's Kyle, and I have 54 days to save Christmas.
Kyle Murphy is a data analyst and testing coordinator at an elementary school in Fort Worth, Texas, where roughly 90% of students come from low-income households. For nearly 50 years, the school's parent-teacher organization has bought gifts for every child before winter break. But this year, the money was gone. So she turned to TikTok and posted despite having almost no followers. 48 hours later, she had a toy for every student, and as the money kept pouring in, they were able to add a stuffed animal too.
I had a donation for $1.80 with a note that said, I'm just a high school student. This is all that I can afford, but I want to step up.
Now she's using the extra support to fill a stocking for every child with toys and hygiene supplies.
Everybody gets a hat, a toothbrush, some gloves, and a hairbrush.
She says many families at the school don't typically do stockings, so for a lot of kids, this will be their first one ever.
So being able to give some of those students a stocking for the first time is going to be very magical.
Santa is coming to the school on December 16th for the kids, but Kyle isn't stopping there. A donor purchased a cooler for every teacher, and now Kyle is trying to fill up each with goodies before they leave for break on the 19th.
Our students come from rough backgrounds, and our teachers don't just show up and teach our kids. They really are that consistency, that love, that warmth. I would just love to kind of have that Oprah moment where they open it up and they see that, people around the country are thinking about them too.
There's still time to help. Links are on her TikTok page and at KyleSavesChristmas.com.
We are all more powerful than we know, especially all of you. Shout out to Mrs. Walker and friends at Ann Arbor, Michigan, at Bach Elementary. I see you, Elena. Rise up. Thank you for making us a part of your day. And this shout out goes to Mrs. Andrade at Somerset College Preparatory South in Miami. Thank you for sending this very special Labubu to my office. I don't know how you do this, but I do love it. My team has dubbed this the Koi Boo-Boo. So thank you, you, my boo-boos. You make me smile. Tomorrow is Your Word Wednesday, so put your unique vocabulary word and definition in the comment section of the most recent posts on Instagram, at CNN10 and at Koi Wire. And we're going to choose one winning school to help make us smarter. Have a terrific Tuesday, everyone. Be someone's Labubu today. I'm Koi Wire, and we are CNN 10.